Hello, I'm Tyrese. I'm here to discuss Gone Girl with Ronnie.
Hi.
And Chelsea.
Hey.
Now, Gone Girl was written by Gillian Flynn, who's also a screenwriter, comic book writer, and former TV critic. The book was published by Crown Publishing Group in 2012 and won the Goodreads Choice Awards Best Mystery and Thriller.
Ronnie here. Flynn has said in interviews that she wrote her characters as out-of-work writers, portraying Flynn's own experience in being laid off from Entertainment Weekly.
This is Chelsea. Gone Girl flips back and forth between the two main characters' perspectives. Nick's perspective being the first the audience is let into, his perspective is written from modern time. Amy's perspective, being the second one we are let into, is written in Amy's past thoughts when she first met Nick, until page 147, about halfway through the book.
Tyrese here. By switching between point of views, the reader really does get a clear insight into how, spoiler alert, Amy and Nick's relationship shifts throughout the years and how much the relationship means to them.
Yeah, Chelsea here. Amy's memories are cheerful, heart-filling, and just really cute. She develops a truly beautiful love and adoration for Nick, and on page 30, she gives her thoughts on how their first anniversary would go, but Nick expresses an annoyed memory of the same anniversary earlier in the book. By showing the differing thoughts of the characters, the audience is drawn in to find out what happened to the beautiful relationship Amy describes.
Ronnie, how does Amy's diary shift? Like, how dramatic is the shift to keep the audience interested?
Well, it's super dramatic. You have to think about the fact that Amy first starts off really in love. It's really kind of blissful. And then as the novel progresses, it just takes like a huge turn for the worst. She all of a sudden talks about how it's nice to be dead and away from everybody when before everything was, you know, pretty much perfect. And I want to ask Chelsea now how she thinks that that affected the overall shift in the genre.
Yeah, so when the novel first starts out and you really don't have Amy's present perspective, it's a mystery. You don't know what's happened to her, and the audience is interested in the mystery. But, you know, getting later into the book, people are probably dwindling off, getting a little bored with this mystery. It's getting long. And then all of a sudden, halfway through the book, it shifts to Amy's perspective, and she's glad she's dead. I think the genre shifts from mystery to thriller halfway through the book because it's not a mystery anymore. We know what happened to Amy, and now Amy's going off and just being crazy.
Ronnie, how does Amy's differing perspective from Nick's thoughts lead to the audience suspecting Nick of having something to do with Amy missing?
Well, it's probably important to note that at the fact that at the beginning of the book, Amy was, well, it started off in different time periods. So Amy was in the past and Nick was in the present. And their perspectives on the way their love went was completely different. Amy was really just so in love with Nick at this point. And Nick was just, I don't know, he was kind of chill to the relationship. Like, he didn't think much of it.
Chelsea here. So Nick's coldness about the relationship and, for example, when he's being interviewed by the police, he really doesn't know that much about Amy at the time. He doesn't know who any of her friends are. His unknowing of Amy's personal life at the time leads the audience to think, you know, Nick really doesn't care for her that much. And later on through the book, as the investigation progresses, the audience is led to more and more thoughts of Nick being suspicious of having to do with something with Amy missing.
All right, and that's all for us on Good Girl Talk. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.